This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College Football Playoff Committee, the rankings come out tonight. We're going to get into that. Of course, if you missed our conversation with Dave Archer, analyst for the Atlanta Falcons, probably one of our most spirited debates that we've had with him in regards to where this team is. Frustration is real. We've lost five straight, and as we debate what's wrong and how do we fix it, if you miss the conversation, you'll hear it coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It is worth sticking around for. We got to do something, Mike, that we've been waiting all week to kind of do, and that is after that Saturday night win, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley, is this a national championship caliber team now?
Yes, this is for the first time this season. Yes.
Okay.
This is a team that looks capable of winning a national title. They jumped on Texas early. It was 14-3 after two drives. They put them away with an incredible fourth quarter. And it's not a perfect team, but that's a team that went out there and handled business in a big time spot against a Texas team that needed that game. And Georgia answered a lot of questions with how they played against Texas on Saturday.
And it's not like Connor's being a negative Nelly or anything. When we started the conversations back in August, Connor, you just felt because Georgia, a lot like Texas, was replacing some key pieces and that there was going to be maybe be a ceiling. But it seems like as the season has evolved, the defense has gone to another level, as has Gunner. But let's focus on the defense. How much better has that gotten?
It is a drastically different unit than we saw from what they were having and playing with prior to the bye week. I think the second bye week before the Florida game is when they've sort of stripped things down. They've simplified this defense. They know they've got a lot of young pieces on that side of the ball, and you're starting to see more of them grow up. Zayden Walker gets his first sack on Saturday. DeMelo Jones and Ellis Robinson are making big-time plays at the cornerback position. You're seeing Chris Cole take a leap forward. Now, losing C.J. Allen for likely the rest of the regular season, i.e. Charlotte and Georgia Tech, is not insignificant. But with the way this defense has played over the course of the season, it's gotten better as the year has gone on. And as they get into the college football playoff, I think that's only more beneficial for their chances of winning a national title.
So, Gunner, I said last week, Connor, he was playing better than Arch going into this game. I felt like the edge was Gunner playing better and Kirby. And those two things played out exactly as we discussed last week. But Kirby has this knack about him in these big games, and I want to get your sense on this because it's the one edge I give him in, especially at home, right? When they're at home, it's just different. But in these games where he's not afraid to take the chances, he's not afraid to do things that he might not do or other coaches may not do, what is it about him? Is it the fact that he's already won national championships that gives him that confidence, or he just believes wholeheartedly that his guys are going to get it done, even though we've been saying all season, this may not be that team?
I think that, again, for so long, we never had to see Kirby really flex his coaching muscles because Georgia was so talented, and he deserves credit for building a roster that talented. But we never really had a chance to see how he would do in close games, especially with evenly matched teams. You know, the Alabama thing is its own separate issue, which we're not, I don't think, going to get into today. But you go back to that Ohio State game in 2022 against Ryan Day. Kirby Smart just outcoached Ryan Day late in that game, and Georgia was able to get out of there with a win. Every time they've gone against Steve Sarkisian in Texas, Georgia's had a better plan. Georgia's executed better. They've handled the adversity better. And that's a big reason why I think Kirby Smart is 3-0 against Steve Sarkisian. You look at the way they've won against Ole Miss earlier this season, just dominating in the fourth quarter and getting into deep water. You heard Kirby in the post game on Saturday mention, we want to drag teams out into deep water and see if they can hang with us. And I think Kirby over the course of this year has realized more often than not, if they can get teams out there, there's a reason Georgia's always at their best in the fourth quarter, and there's a reason why Kirby Smart is at his best in the fourth quarter, and I think you saw that on Saturday. He trusts this team. There's an aggressiveness with him, and you know, now in his 10th year of coaching, he's very comfortable and knows who he is, and he doesn't surprise much anymore, and he knows his tendencies. And you heard on the broadcast Kirby Smart talking about with Steve Sarkisian early in the week, we know Kirby's going to have something for us on special teams in the way he does things. And lo and behold, it's the onside kick, the first one Smart has ever recovered as Georgia's head coach.
And that's the thing, as Connor Riley, guys, joins us from Dog Nation, feeling, you know, that you had the great kick return. Unfortunately, you didn't get points before the half, and then Texas makes it 14-10. You're feeling the momentum slipping a little bit to the Longhorns. So he gets the touchdown, and then Kirk Benedict, they talked about, they practiced it all week. Players wanted him to do it to start the game, and as you said, and they saw the tendencies. Carl and I talked about it Monday, with, you know, knowing that Texas and some of their up guys were wandering back. So it just, I mean, the balls to make that. And again, a good team executes it.
Yeah, and let's even, you know, game out the world where, okay, let's say they don't get it. He still trusted his defense enough to where, okay, Texas is going to have a short field. He felt pretty confident that they were going to have a hard time driving down there because even on the touchdown drive, they got the benefit of a third down pass interference penalty that extended the drive there for Texas. So I think there was total trust and total confidence in his team and with how they were playing. You get that touchdown, you're up by 11. And then you just go and you get a chance to really put the game away. They do that. They get the onside kick. They score a touchdown. 11 and a half minutes come off the game clock. Arch Manning's first snap back out there after the touchdown pass gets strip sacked because they don't identify a blitzer. It was just a perfect tidal wave of plays that I think Kirby Smart dialed up perfectly, because even before that onside kick, he had two fourth down calls where I don't know if a lot of coaches would have been as aggressive as he was in that moment. And he was, and Georgia got a touchdown on that drive, and from there they were just off and the game was over.
So where does Kirby fall on wanting to play in the conference championship game in regards to getting a first-round bye? I've never heard Kirby say they don't want to be a part of the SEC championship game.
He wants to be there. I think he recognizes the value in playing in this game. I think you even look last year where, yeah, that hurt Georgia, I think, in terms of its own national championship hopes last season where you lose Carson Beck in that game. But for the players in the program, for this university, like, that win over Texas is going to be something I think people remember for a long time. And he, as someone who came up in this conference in the 2010s when he was the defensive coordinator at Alabama, when he was the head coach at Georgia, like, sometimes it's easier to win a national championship than it necessarily is to win an SEC championship. And I do think that, you know, look, the college football playoff is going to come down to matchups, and to win an SEC championship is still a very noticeable accomplishment for this team, for these players. And so if they get the chance to do that, I think they're going to be for it. Now, they don't control their own destiny there, but I do think there's a part of Smart that wants to play in that game because, you know, there is a world, yes, where they win the SEC and they get the bye. If things break a certain way, there's a world where Georgia's 11-1, they can get a bye and not play in that SEC championship game.
Right.
And you go over a month without playing, and I don't think they necessarily want that either. So I think they like the challenge of having another game. They like the potential of, hey, if you're playing at Texas A&M or you're rematching against Alabama or Ole Miss, you have a chance to add another quality win to your resume and learn a little bit more about your team.
And the Alabama thing would just be insane because all of that entails, and Kirby's, you know, quote, Alabama problem. Connor Riley with us, guys, here on the waitfor.com hotline. I thought it was the quote of the year. Carl said it yesterday. Nick Saban would use, you know, his platform is kind of like a pulpit to get his message out. And message received about, you know, a lot of these kids want a check, basically thinly veiled at Texas. They don't want physicality. If you come to Georgia, you're not just getting checks at our place. We're hitting people. And I just thought that was, I mean, it's everything if you're a Georgia fan to be loving the moment and where you're at right now with this program and that manager coach.
He knew what he was doing when he was up there. He knew he had a chance to really twist the knife on Texas and the way that program is seen and the way that program chooses to interact and choose. And there's no, you know, wrong way to do it. Texas gone to back-to-back college football playoff semifinals. There is clearly some success in the way things work there for them. But Georgia, and I mentioned this earlier, knows so clearly who it is as a program. And they've for so long wanted to be the more physically tough team. They've wanted to be the more mentally tough team. You've seen that this season. They don't beat Tennessee on the road if they are not as mentally tough as they are. They don't win the fourth quarter against Ole Miss 17-0 if they are not as physically strong and capable as they are. That is such a core tenet of this Georgia program. And I think Kirby Smart knew he had an opportunity to really broadcast out there the importance of physicality to the rest of the college football world. And not just for the recruiting aspect of it and the guys that, you know, want to come here and get onto the NFL. They know that Kirby was sending a message in that moment saying, hey, if you want to have to beat us, you're going to have to be tougher than us. And I don't think that there is a team out there that is tougher than Georgia. There might be one or two that are better, but there is not a stronger or tougher team in college football this season than the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this, Connor, while we're talking about this, because I think it's valid. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. What you just said is the fundamental difference between where Texas is and where they want to be and where Georgia has been and where they are.
Yep.
And until that takes place, that is the fundamental difference. It's not players. They've got great players. It's not facilities. They got great facilities. It's not support. It's not money. It is what you just stated is the difference. And I've had this conversation with a ton of Texas fans over the last 4 days about what Sark is and what he hasn't established there despite having all of the talent and what Kirby has done. That is the difference. And until they get that, they're not winning the SEC.
And it's not something that can be changed over the course of the season.
Correct.
It's not something that is done for just one game. This is something that is instilled in this Georgia program in January and February and March when you were furthest away from college football. The saying that we've heard so often this season is that Georgia, it's fourth and one every day. And if they live and play that way, you're not going to be afraid of the moment when it comes. And Georgia has played in so many big games under Kirby Smart. They have the benefit of this. Whereas if you look at Texas, this is really their first real true game like that in an SEC environment at night against a top 10 team since they came in the league. So I'm not saying Sark can't get there. But Georgia is so comfortable with who they are. And I think Texas, Saturday night was a bit of an adjustment for them because they had done so well their first year in the SEC. I think this game in particular has been a bit of a wake-up call of two. That's what it's like to win at the highest levels of the SEC. Mm-hmm. And while we were able to get to the SEC championship game last year and nearly won it, I think we still have a ways to go to get there consistently.
Hey, man, real quick before we cut you loose, Connor Riley from Dog Nation, Old Miss, the reports are there's an ultimatum. Lane Kiffin goes on Pat McAfee, says there was no ultimatum, but what do you think? And is Old Miss playing this the right way? Because you can't have your guy flirting with these other teams the way he supposedly is.
I love that Old Miss is doing this and making it clear, like, hey, if you want to be here, we're going to need to know that you're going to want to be here, and we're not going to let you dangle this and drag this into the potential college football playoff while you go back and forth. And this is unfortunately just the reality we live in these days. And I think the people that I hate this for the most are the players on that Ole Miss team who have bought into everything, done everything right, are having a special season. And now because Lane Kiffin has a wandering eye, and he's earned the right to have that. I'm not taking that away from Lane Kiffin. But, you know, there was a lot of drama around Lane Kiffin possibly taking the Auburn job a few years ago. This is not the first time that this has happened. It was pointed out by Bomani Jones this week. Nick Saban in the 2016 national championship game sent Lane Kiffin home because Lane Kiffin was too focused on working for FAU where he'd been hired to be the head coach. Then the offensive coordinator for Alabama was trying to win a national championship. So this has been repeated behavior from Lane Kiffin. And yes, it's a big decision. Yes, I certainly understand that. I think Ole Miss as an institution is owed the right to have a decision and know up front, hey, are you in or are you out?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Great points. Connor, tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yep, you can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. We're going to still have a ton of stuff, even though it's Charlotte, because next week, Georgia Tech, one of the bigger games in this rivalry in quite some time.
No doubt about it. Tech has a chance to a great opportunity to get to the ACC championship game, and that's going to even put more emphasis on it, even though it's not an ACC game. Connor, thanks so much, man. Great stuff.
Yep, thanks, guys.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.